avoided the Kodeshim. His Avimina was the people were makdish to animals before Shabbos. If they were makdish to animals, so was a korban already. It's Kodeshim. The Lachmid is an Avera is allowed not to do any work at all with Kodeshim. So how were they allowed to have the animals carry the ice for them? It's an Issa Diraisa. For Kovid avoided the Kodeshim. So Drashi Voivim Mishum Loisavid the Bechor. We learn that by korban Bechor, the Torah says don't do any work with it. That's a limit for all Kodeshim. You're not allowed to do any work. So how could they matter you to carry the knife? You're doing work with an animal of Kodeshim. And the Gemara Hillel, they did like Hillel did, that they didn't make it a korban yet. Titania, Omer Olav al Hillel, was said by Hillel, Miyomav in his times, Loimoel Odom Bialosai. Nobody was ever over the Issa Mila when they brought the Kabonis, the korban Ela. Why? Because Hillel always told them the Eitz like this, Ela Mevia Chulin Liazara. He'll always tell the person, whenever you want to bring a korban, don't be makdish in your house first. Because you're going to have a kodeshim in your house, there's a question, maybe you come to have some enjoyment from it, and you'll be over nisim. So he told them, never be makdish in your house. Always first bring the animal to the azara when it's still chulin. O makdisha, and when you come into the azara there, be makdish the animal. V'esay mechiyod yolein, right away make the smicha, put your hands on top of it, v'shechta, and shecht it. So mainly, if you do that, you're never over the Issa Mila. Because by the time you make a kodeshim, until you shecht it, there's no time to have an enjoyment from it. You first make it hegdish in the Beis HaMikdash, and right then they're making the smicha and the shechitah. So that's the eitzah not to be over the Issa Mila. Here also, these people were not makdish to animals before Shabbos. Therefore, it was a chulun dikah behema. They were allowed then that the animals should do malacha for them. There's no issa. Yeah. For the Gemara, I bought tonight. For the Gemara, b'Shabbos, Pesach b'Shabbos, hechi motzi makdishlei. But here on Erev Pesach, which was Shabbos, you're telling me now, even on Shabbos now, they didn't make hegdish, the korban, until they brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Are you not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos? For your Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Beitzah, ein makdishin, you're not allowed to make an animal hegdish on Shabbos. V'ein marichin, you can't make an erchin. V'ein machrim, you can't make a charamim, another type of a hegdish to give to the kahanim. V'ein magviyim truma maisris, you're not allowed to take off truma and maisris on Shabbos. Kol elu, all these things, b'yomtif amru, they're also to do on yomtif, and a kal v'chayim b'Shabbos. For sure, you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Midirabbanan, these things are all osur. Drashi. No, that's the baby. That's the kash. How are you allowed to do it? And the other Gemara says, because it looks like you're making a kinyan, it looks like mekach memcher. Or we're afraid maybe you come to write it down. So the Rabbanan asked, you're not allowed to make anything hegdish on Shabbos. So how could they make these things hegdish on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, hani mili b'chayvois shenkvul hemzman. That's only if there's no chiyuv to bring the korban today. On a regular korban erla, korban shlomim, that you want to bring throughout the week, you're not allowed to make it hegdish first on Shabbos. Abo b'chayvish shekavul emzman, mashenk like a korban pesach, that you are allowed to bring on Shabbos, then the lochris makdishin. The Rabbanan did not make any gzeris. You're even allowed to make a hegdish today on Shabbos. Like madach, you're allowed to bring it, for sure you're allowed to make a hegdish also. Rashi zani milu d'yei makdishim, chayvish shekavul emzman, l'boi b'yoyim. Shapadomi d'hoyov v'neshchotim ayoyim, yochol akdishim ayoyim. Since you're allowed to make the shchita today, for sure you're allowed to make the hegdish also. So therefore, that was the Eitzah. Let them put their knives in the wool of the sheep, and the sheep is still a chulun, it's not hegdish yet. Let them carry it to the Beis HaMikdash. Then in the Beis HaMikdash, now on Shabbos, you'll say, Harezu l'korban Pesach, and then you'll make the smicha and the shechita. Yedimar diyomar Rabbi Yechinen, Maktisho Odom es Pischoi b'Shabbos. You are allowed to make hegdish your korban first on Shabbos. V'chagigose b'yomtiv. You bring a korban chagigah shlomim on Yom Tif, you're allowed to make it hegdish first on Yom Tif. So therefore, there's no iser of doing avoida with a behema that's kodeshim. Therefore, the animal was allowed to carry the knife for them. For at the Gemara though, v'aloi mechamer. Even if you want to tell me the animal was still chulin, it wasn't hegdish, but there's an iser of mechamer. You're not allowed to let your animal do malacha for you. Drashi mechamer. If an animal carries something for you, some bundles, and you cause it to come, that's called mechamer. There's a law of Torah not to be mechamer, not to cause your animal to move packages, bundles for you. So how could you have the knife on top of the animal and let the animal carry the knife for you? It's an issur d'oraisa. And for the Gemara, mechamer kalacha yad. that you're only doing it with a shinui, the abnormal case, the drasha kalacha yad, the enderach tler loses masor. It's not a derech, not a normal thing for a sheep to carry anything. Sheeps are not used for carrying bundles. So if you have your sheep now carrying your knife, that's not a normal manner. There's no issur d'oraisa. For at the Gemara, of the kalacha yad nami, need the issur d'oraisa lekka. True, we understand it's not awesome d'oraisa. The Torah only asks things in a normal manner. In an abnormal manner, there's no issur Torah. Of Yisroel Midrabbanan Ik Miyuikon. But Midrabbanan, though, it's also to do malachis, even kalachiyad, even in an abnormal manner, it's still also Midrabbanan. And the Gemara Enechnami, Hainu de Kaboyim Inei. This was the question that they asked Hillel. They knew all this. They knew this was the exact question they asked. Dovosh Yesh Payetim in Atarim. Something this way of carrying the knife to the Beis Hamikdash is mutter midiraisa. Because you're only letting your animal carry it, and it's not the normal manner of carrying it, you're allowed to do it midiraisa. V'dov v'shvus oy midafonov. But midirabonin though, you're not allowed to do this way. Il'akroi kalachayad. And you're only doing the issur d'rabbanan how? In a kalachayad manner, in an abnormal manner. So Rashi says doing an issur d'rabbanan in an abnormal manner is less of an issur than a regular issur d'rabbanan. So it's a very small issur to do something in an abnormal manner. This was the question. Is it mutter b'mokeh mitzvah mai? Are you allowed to do it b'mokeh mitzvah or not? Omulahen, so Hillel answered back, Halacha zu shemati v'shachachti, metchil I knew and I forgot, Ela niach lam nisolim, emein neviyim heim, b'nei neviyim heim. Like even though not neviyim mamish there, b'nei neviyim poshim itak HaKadosh Baruch will take care of them. He'll give them the right manner, they'll do the right way. So Rashi says, Sheish lehetam in atarik, going zeh, Sheinu mecham megomer, ela kalacha yad, V'yein kan el shvus. So Rashi, V'yal shvilu shvus tidei, even this isn't the Rabbonin, loy chome kisha shvus. It's not so strong like other Yisroel in the Rabbonin. The chol kalacha yad, anything you do something in an abnormal manner, it's Rashi, loy shchicha. It's not so shchicha, it's not so, it doesn't happen so often. It's not something that happens. So something that doesn't happen so often, it's always a svara, usually, the Rabbonin weren't guys all together. So even though here it's still Usr, it's less of an Isr. So that was the question. Is this less Isr? Is it mutter b'mokeh mitzvah or not? And the answer was, yes, it's mutter. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, kol ha-mitzior, if someone becomes a bagaivinik, kol hori, is im chochemu, if he's a chochem, chochemos mitzlekes imenu. He'll taka forget, it'll be taken away his chochema, his wisdom. Im novi, if the person is a novi, nebuos mitzlekes imenu, will be taken away, his nevius will be taken away from him. How do we know this? Mehillel. This is the mice here from Hillel. The Yomamar, Hischo Makantrim Bedvorm. That was the mice before. That Hillel, when he started to give the people the drosha, he started to misharine a little bit, content, to give them, rank them out a little bit. He started to rank them out. And he told them what? The reason why you don't know anything is because you were lazy, you didn't come to learn like I did. So a little bit, Shaila, a little bit, Bargaivnik, he spoke to them. Okomlu, and right away it says, Halacha zu shemati v'shachachti. Hillel said, this halacha talk I once learned, but I forgot about it. So this was the einish he got because he acted like a little bit of a bagaivnik. Im novi, if somebody is a novi, nevuasim etlekes imenu, he'll forget his nevu will go away from him. Where's the raya? Midvorim, for by dvorim. The chsiv, it says by dvorim, chodlu perozim b'Yisrael. It was stopped all the open cities of Yisrael. Chodlu was stopped as shakamti, dvorim shakamti aim b'Yisrael. And the verse said about herself, until I came up, the mother of Yisrael. So it's a little bit Bargaivnik she was talking. Like she was the mother, she was the one that saved Klal Yisrael. Oksir, the next part, let it says, Uri, Uri, Devoira, Uri, Uri, Divashir. As if to say she fell asleep, her Nevu went away from her. That we had to wake her up in order to sing a shir. Mashmo Nevias, Nevu went away from her. Why? Because she said these things that sound like a Bargaivnik. Resh Lakish Shamar, call Adam Shekoyis. If somebody gets angry, Im chochmu v'sachochem chochmos mitzlekes imenu. He'll forget his wisdom. Im novihu nevuos mitzlekes imenu. He'll forget his nevuah. What's the rayas? Im chochmu chochmos mitzlekes imenu. If he's a chochem, his chochmu will go away from him. Mi Moshe. This is the rayas for Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayik tzoif Moshe apkudi achayil. Moshe got angry at the pkudi, at the army when it came back. Oksiv, and right away it's when he went to fight Midian. Moshe was angry. Why they left the Noshim? How come they didn't kill out the Noshim? How come they left him alive? Oksiv, right away the pasuk says, "Va'yomer Elazar Akoyin Alanshei Atzvor." Elazar Akoyin, he was the one that had to tell the people from the army, "Haboyim Lamuchama Zois Chukas Atoras Ashiva Hashem Es Moshe." These are the halachas how you kash the kelim by the mechamas for Midian. Elazar Akoyin had to tell them the halachas. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them the halachas? Because this is the Einish, Moshe forgot his halachas. Since Moshe got angry at them, even though he was allowed to, he was supposed to get angry, they did a terrible thing there. They left, they went to fight Midian, and the whole Ra was by their ladies there, made Znus for Klayasum, and they didn't kill out the ladies. So Moshe got angry at them. Still, with a little bit of a time, Moshe shouldn't have got so angry, whatever that means, he shouldn't have done it so much. So it says he forgot these halachas, and therefore Elezer HaKoyin was the one that had to tell them over, Zoy Sukkot HaTorah Shativ HaShem. It's Moshe. Nachlal de Moshe Elimunei, Mashra Moshe forgot these halachas. Right, the Novi, if somebody's a Novi, the Bulasim is like a man. If you get angry, your Navua will go away from you. Where's the Raya Melisha? The Chsiva says Melisha, Lule Pnei Yoshafet Melech Yudah Ninoisim. Like, Elisha got angry at them and said, if it wasn't for the fact that I like Yoshafet Melech Yudah, Imabed Alechavim Recha, I wouldn't even look at you, I wouldn't even talk to you. He got angry at them. Chsiv, the Apostle says right away, V'yata Kuli Menagin Boy Kenagin Amnagin Tiolob Yad Hashem. Now go take the Menagin and sing in order to bring back to me the Yad Hashem. Mashmah Yad Hashem went away. Rasha Tiolob Yad, Mechlal Distalik. Mashmah the Shechina went away from him. And now he said, play the harp again, maybe you'll come back to me. Amar Rabbi Mani Bapatish. Kol Shekoyz, whoever gets angry, Afilo Poiskin Olav Gedula Min Hashemayim. Even though Min Hashemayim, first they said this person is supposed to have Gedula, supposed to be a great person. He'll be a king, he'll be somebody great. Moridin Oisei, they'll take it away from you. Minon, how do we know this? Me'eliyah. From Eliyah. This was David HaMelech's brother. Shenemar, it says, Vayichar Af Eliyah B'David. That Eliyah got angry at David, Vayomer, and he said, and this is when the Goliath and Sheol said, whoever goes out to kill Goliath, I'll give them a big present. So David heard this, David went to see what's going on. So David's brother Eliyah got angry at David. What are you going down now for? That was going on with Goliath, with Shaul. Who did you leave over the animals with? I know why you're coming down here. You want to see the Muhammad. Period. So the kid said, Eliyah got angry at his brother David. So because of this, Vaitam, V'chiyozo Shmuel Yoshchino. Later, when Shmuel HaNovi went to be Moshech to make the king, and Shaul was doing Chatoyim, so Hashem said, make a new king now. So Shmuel went to be Mamshech David. V'kulay Siv, he went to Ben Yishai. Hashem told Shmuel, go to Ben Yishai from his house, you'll make a king. So he looked at all the brothers. By all of them it says, Siv, loy b'zeh b'och Hashem. By all the other brothers it says, this is not the one Hashem wants. When it came to Eliyah, Ksiv, Hashem told to Shmuel, don't look at his niceness. Because he did something not nice. His master means like Mias. He did something not nice. That's why he's not going to be the king. Really, he was the one that should have been the king. Up until now, up until he got angry at his brother David, Eliyah really should have been the king. No, because he got angry at his brother David, that's why Hashem took away the kingdom from Eliyah and gave it to David HaMelech. So Rashi speaks out, Mashmem loy bochar, mashmem yoylam, alba miyastiyu mashma hashtam yastiyu, mifnei shuragzam. Now that Hashem sees you're an angry person, that's why you're not going to be a king. Mechlal shemetchila nifchar. But at the beginning, you, Eliyah, you should have been chosen to be the king. Even though now when he made him a king was way before that the Maisa they got angry at his brother. The Maisa with Goliath is the first much later. This is the only time in the Pesukim we see that Eliyah got angry. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was an angry person, Muasu. That even though he first showed his anger in later years, but right now, B'shas Shmuel was going to make one of the brothers a king, Hashem, like said, because he has in him the midah of Ragzonah to get angry, that's why he's not going to be the king. But if not for that midah, he would have been the king. Right. So, Mar Ashbichon, Tomid Pesach. So far, we know from our Mishnah, with the Gemara, that a korban Tomid is Durch Shabbos. Pesach. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban even on Shabbos. The doch is Shabbos. The doch is tumim minolan. How do we know you're allowed to bring a korban atomid or a korban Pesach even if the people are tumim? How do you know? Like a korban Pesach is also called a korban sibra. Like Rashi says, Pesach ikri korban sibra diyosa bichnufei bidich pirkin. Later, Gemara's going to say, since the korban Pesach, everybody comes in together like we had before, three groups coming together, everybody's there together, it's considered like a korban Pesach. Like a korban tzibur.
And the klal is, a korban tzibur, even if the rov of the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban. How do we know that a korban atomid, which is a korban tzibur, and a korban pesach, you're allowed to bring, even if the people are tamei? We know it. Amri, we say like this, just like we learn now, pesach from tamid, that is brought on Shabbos, the same way, yalef tamid with pesach. Let's learn backwards now. A korban atomid from a korban pesach, linyan tumah. That even though a rove of the people are tamei, still you're allowed to bring a korban pesach. Who are then you're allowed to bring a korban atomid, even if rove of the people are tamei. For the Gemara, pesach gufa minulun. How do we know this halach even by korban pesach? How do we know a rove of the people, rove of klai yisrael is tamei, even though usually a tamei person can't bring a korban pesach, still here where rove people are tamei, you are allowed to bring the korban pesach. And we had the Gemara before, once they bring it, they're even allowed to eat the meat, even though they're tamei. But tumah hutra b'tzibur, if rov of the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, and you're allowed to eat the meat also. How do you know this? Amar Rabbi Yechon d'yom makro, the pasuk says, ish ish, ki yiyah tamal nefesh. If one person is tamei, then the pasuk says, you can't bring the korban pesach, but you have to wait to pesach sheni. Wait till the next month, and you bring the korban then. It says, loshen ish ish, mashma 1-1. We dash like this, ish nidchel pesach sheni. If only yochid, one person, a minority, if he's tamei, he has to be pushed off to pesach sheni. Aber vi ein tzibur nidochel pesach sheni. But a rove of the tzibur, most the majority of the people are tamei, we don't push them off to pesach sheni. They're allowed to bring the korban right now on yudalad benitzin. El avdi betuma. Still they can do a betumi. Omalei Reb Shimon ben Lakish Reb Yechinen. Eimo, how do you know this? Maybe I'll tell you a pshat like this. Ish nidchel pesach sheni. Maybe a yochid that's tamei gets pushed off. He's supposed to do it pesach sheni. Tzibur though, maybe less lutakanto. Maybe they're up the creek. They can't do anything. There's no takanta for them. There's no eitzer for them. Loi be pesach rishon. They can't bring it now when yudalad that's tamei. Maybe they can't bring it now. For loi be pesach sheni. Maybe that's beyond the pasuk. The pasuk says ish ish. One person is pushed off the pesach sheni. Maybe it means that one person that's tamei has an eitzer, has a way to bring the korban next month. But if rov tzibur is tamei, maybe then there's no eitzer, there's no takana for them. They can't bring it at all. That was his kasha. Elu Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. I'll bring you right from another posse. All right, we'll stop here. There's like a new, sugi here. We'll stop over here. Holding up Samech Vavu Meveis. Start again from the two dots, the bottom two dots. Samech Vavu Meveis. Ashkechon, so far we came out that we know Tomid u'Pesach Tadocho Shabbos. That when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban on Shabbos. Hu adin the korban atomid is brought every Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban atomid. We have psukim that these two korbanos are brought on Shabbos. How do we know the Yisoy that, let's say, rogue tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban tzibur when we're tamei? And who are then, if rove of the tzibur, most of the people are tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban atomid also even though we're tamei? How do we know that? Amri says it like this, ki hechi diyal of pesach mitomid. The same way we learn out the korban pesach from the chiddush of a korban tamid, linyan Shabbos, like we had before psukim, that on Shabbos you do bring the tamid. So it says the word Mayadoi Batomid and the word Mayadoi Batpesach. We learn out Pesach from Tomid to say that Erev Pesach Shabbos, you bring the Korban Atomid, the Korban Pesach. It's Hochinami the same way, the opposite way. Yalev Tomid mi Pesach. We learn out Dinim, the Korban Atomid, from the Korban Pesach. Linyin Tuma. That if Rov Tziba, most of the people are Tomei, still you can bring the Korban when they're Tomei. For the Gemara, Pesach Gufa Minolon, even by a Korban Pesach, how do we know the Talochon? How do we know if most of the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring the Korban when they're Tomei, and who are then, they're allowed to eat the meat also at night, like we had before. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechinen, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yiyah Tomel Nefesh. The Pasuk says, by Erev Pesach, to bring a Korban Pesach, if a person, Ish, Ish, if one person, one by one, is Tomei, the Talochon is, he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, but you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. So we dashen ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. One person, the Yochid, he is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If one or two people are tamei now on Erev Pesach, they can't bring the Korban. but rather they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. However, the diik is only ish, singly. Ma'ashenken v'ein tzibur nidochim Pesach Sheni. But at Tziba, most of the majority of the people, if they are Tomei, we cannot push off the majority of the people. Ela, what do we say? Avdi betumah. They are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they're Tomei. So we see by Korban Pesach this Yisoid, that if the Tziba bring in a Korban, if Rova the Tziba is Tomei, the Korban is Doicha. So really a Korban Pesach really is called a Korban Yochid. Everybody has to bring his own separate korban. Rashi says, like a Gemara later, a korban Pesach is called a korban tzibur, the osi bechnufin, because it comes everybody together. Like we had before, two or three groups come at a time. Bidach pirkin. So it's called a korban tzibur. Therefore, the lachar is a korban tzibur is hutra or dechuya betabetame. If the robe of the tzibur is tame, you're allowed to bring the korban. So this we know by korban Pesach. And we're learning out the Korban HaTomid from the Korban HaPesach. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Rav Yechinen. So Shimon ben Lakish didn't like this drosha. He asked a question on this to Rav Yechinen. Eimu, he said, no, let's say like this. What's Yehodiyik, Rav Yechinen? Because the Pesach says, ish, one or two people, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can't bring the Korban if they're Tomid. But Mashma, Tzibur, most of the people are Tomid, we don't push them off, but we let them bring it right now. Rav Lakish said, no, let's say like this. Rish Lakish said, let's say like this, Ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. If one person is Tamei, he's pushed off to bring his carbon on Pesach Sheni. But Tzibur, let's say if majority of the people are Tamei, I'll tell you then, less lutakantum. Maybe then there's no hope for them. There's no way for them to bring a carbon Pesach. Loi be Pesach Rishon, loi be Pesach Sheni. Not in Pesach Rishon because they're Tamei, and maybe not in Pesach Sheni either. Maybe that's Pshat the Pasuk. Ish, if one person is Tamei, he's pushed off. He could do it Pesach Sheni. Mashenken, if the majority of the people are Tamei, since you have the majority not bringing it today, they're pushed off. Not today and not tomorrow. That's what Rosh Lakish wanted to say. So from this Pasuk, I would not have any Rai at all. So how do I know the Yisoid that when the majority of the people are Tamei, you are allowed to bring the carbon when you're Tamei? El Omer Rosh Lakish, even though the Havamin is very Shver, but modern Havamin, Rosh Lakish is saying that if one person is Tomei, he has the right to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Wait till next month. The next month is the Chiddush of a Pesach Sheni. But where majority of the people are Tomei, they know they can't bring it today because they're Tomei. And there's no din Pesach Sheni, about the Chiddush. But that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ishish. Only if a single person is Tomei, he has the right to do it Pesach Sheni. But a majority know there's no din Pesach Sheni when Rove, most of the people are Tomei. Rosh Lakish says, but maybe who are din now also they can't do it, that there's no hope for them. So how do we know the din know? They say that if majority of the people are Tomei, they are allowed to bring the korban now when they're Tomei. How do we know that? El Amar Hashem ben Lakish, Mihacha, from here. The Pasuk says, Vayishalchu min amachane, kol tsurua, v'chol zav, v'chol tomu l'nefesh. These are the three different type of tumis. And the loch is the mitzvah essay to throw them out of the machna. Exactly which machna we'll see in the Gemara. Each one has its own machna. Really, we have three machnas. There's machna Yisrael, like in the Midbar, where the Jews live, machna Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, that will be called, machna Yisrael will be Yerushalayim. Then there's machna Leviya, that's the Har HaBayis, that's right around outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's machna Shechina, that's inside only in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So there are three different machnas for these three different tumis. But the Pasuk says, Vishalchum, you have to throw out of the machne, or metzoira, or zav, and a tomel nefesh, or tomi meis. So more eskash like this, yoimet tomi meisim. The Pasuk should just say, the isra tomi meisim. If somebody touched a mace, or you have to take him out of the machne. Val yoimet zavin or metzoira. It shouldn't have said, or metzoira or a zav. It shouldn't have said a mitzvah or a zav. It shouldn't have said. Vani yoyma, me myself, I would say, im tumeya meisim ishtalchim, if a person has just touched a mace, he has this tummy touched a mace, he has to be sent out of the machne, zovinu mitzvah in the koshkein, don't I know for sure, a zav or a mitzvah. A zav means that he had this letting come out of him two times in a row, or a mitzvah, he has this mitzvah on his body, that their tummy is more strict. We'll see in the Gemara how we know they're more chomer. But like kol shchein, for sure they have to be sent out of the machne. Like Rashi says, zovinu mitzoroin, chamurin mitumei meisim, they are more chomer, more strict than the tomei of somebody that touched the mace. Shere tuma yitzalei megufan. Why? Because that tuma comes out of the body itself. A zav comes out of you, and a mitzaras you have on your body, a mitzayra. El akorchus, the question is, what did the pasuk have to say? All these three type of tuma that a person have to be thrown out of the machne. Is el akorchuch, ki yitzruch, zav and mitzayra, leichen diein tuma meis mishtalech yitzruch. That there has to be a case that a tuma meis is not sent out. Only a mitzayra and a zav is sent out. So that's why I need a chiddush, that a mitzayra and a zav is sent out. Now where's this case? Ella, you have to say like